Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Today is Monday, September 22nd. The news sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. Illinois' controversial gun ban goes back to court today.
An appeals court will hear oral arguments from the state as to why the law should remain in place. The opposition is none other than the U.S. Department of Justice. The feds agree with a district court last year that called the ban unconstitutional. The law passed 2 years ago, banning dozens of semi-automatic weapons and high-capacity magazines. It also required owners of the guns at the time to register them. Whatever the outcome at this appeals level, the case is still expected to end up at the Supreme Court. Scott Jagal, KMOX News.
St. Louis City Police say shots were fired at their officers in the 1600 block of Hampton this morning before 7 o'clock. Officers returned fire. The suspect was not injured and is in custody. No officers were hurt.
Look at the solidarity we have in this room. Look at what we've accomplished today. Look what we got back overnight.
Granite City Mayor Mike Parkinson has a message for President Trump. KMOX's Brad Choate was at this weekend's rally after Nippon reverses course and says slabs will be going to Granite City.
It's time for you to step up and do more, right? We want you to be that leader. We want you to come here and meet with the workers, with these local politicians, Democrats and Republicans, working together for jobs in the United States. We want you to come here and meet with us.
Mayor Parkinson continued by saying President Trump has met with corporate people, but not with U.S. steelworkers and the people of Granite City.
We have to really get back to obsessing about literacy, about numeracy.
His name is Ted Dabrowski, a conservative researcher who wants to be the next Republican governor of Illinois. And one of his big concerns, the low literacy rates among students in Illinois.
That means, you know, getting parent engagement again, having high expectations. We've gotten away from high expectations. We've gotten away from focusing on reading and math. And we're doing all kinds of things in schools that have nothing to do with learning, that have more to do with indoctrination and cultural issues.
Dabrowski has already a lot of competition. There are four other Republicans who have announced their candidacy, including Darren Bailey, former state senator and nominee for governor in 2022. Will National Guard troops be coming to St. Louis?
Governor Mike Kehoe, in a statement to KMOX, says there is no plan currently to utilize the National Guard to address crime in Missouri, but is keeping their options open. Mayor Kara Spencer says she does not want to see the National Guard involved directly in crime fighting.
I am very confident in our police department and the work that we're doing here locally to make our city a safer place. You can see that that's been very effective by the crime stats.
Mayor Kara Spencer says if they are deployed here, they would help make St. Louis safer by assisting in the tornado debris removal. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Last week, President Trump said he's considering deploying the National Guard to St. Louis after sending troops to Memphis. He mentioned Memphis, Chicago, and St. Louis as cities he wanted to save. KMOX continues following developments with the Jefferson County Council poised to pass a law temporarily banning swimming in the Big River at Rockford Beach.
It has taken several years and deaths to come to this point. This year, there was one drowning and three near drownings. Something High Ridge Fire Chief John Barton tells KMOX needs to happen.
The ban that was discussed before was a permanent ban, and we weren't necessarily even opposed to that, but that's not what we were advocating for from a public safety standpoint. A couple years later, there's now some projects underway with U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and there's a pretty good chance that that will result in that dam being removed.
And Barton adds, the hope is that will change the river conditions enough so that Rockford Beach can be as safe as a river can be. Tonight, the Jefferson County Council is expected to advance the bill for passage. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
From the KMOX Business Desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, last week we brought you behind the scenes of the Schnuck family buying up Wisconsin's hometown grocery. So what could be next for the St. Louis-based privately held Schnucks? Our Michael Calhoun asked renowned retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Conventional wisdom would be that it'd be difficult for, you know, an independent, you know, one market kind of family-owned grocer to go up against the Walmarts of the world. But Schnucks has held out. Are they kind of the last one standing when it comes to that bracket?
Michael, you're completely correct. Schnucks is the proverbial last of the Mohicans. Why is that relevant to retail and important? Schnucks has got one of the best combinations of family management and professional management anywhere in retail in the U.S. and Canada, and we cover every country and every major market.
Flickinger says Schnucks is also one of the most successful unionized retailers. He doesn't think they're done. He zeroes in on Coburn's of Minnesota and Heinen's of Ohio as potential next acquisitions for the Schnucks family.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.